Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love. We love, no, not just for some, but for everyone.
Greetings, my friends. It's time to love. Yep, that's what the world needs. That's what I need, more time to love. I'm Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to loving yourself. Who else? Happy spring. Yeah, it's springtime here in the Rockies, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's snowing. Yeah, woke up to snow. Now, we've had some very spring-like weather, but not this morning. Now, were you as surprised as I was by spring? I don't know about you, but this spring seems so special to me. It has been a long, long, lonely winter in some parts of the country. And I'm just a bit giddy to see, hear, and smell the first signs of spring. I hope you are too. Now, for me, spring is pregnant with possibilities. I love it most of all the seasons. Shh, don't tell the other seasons. They'll get jealous. I've always been drawn to new growth, babies, all that. Babies, they're just so dang new. For me, it's the hope that they keep that innocence and they grow to something amazing. And babies also love themselves. They haven't just yet gotten to the stage of doubt or self-sabotage. They're just delighted when they start figuring out something new. They don't have the need to be successful. Just watch a baby learn to crawl. It's amazing. First, they start practicing to position up on all fours. Can you remember how hard this was? I would imagine it's very hard. They might practice this exercise for quite a while. You know, they push themselves up and they fall down. They push themselves up and then they fall down. They really have to be able to support that baby fat. Then they have to practice coordinating, moving the knee and the hand. That's got to take the most amazing effort. And they just don't seem to mind. Of course, they don't have a job to go to while learning this crawling thing, which is probably a good thing, or we'd all still be like rolling around trying to turn ourselves over maybe. Nevertheless, this is why I beg you, picture of yourself and think of yourself as a baby as you try new things. Now, just remember to be very gentle with yourself. I'm trying to be gentle with myself. I caught a nice spring cold and from my husband. Thank you, honey. I love you very much. And I am coughing, so I'm sucking on a cough drop. I've got my tea here. I've got my water. I want to invite you all to sit back, relax, listen to what I'm saying. If you're on the computer, join the chat. We've got Nina in the chat room, and she's going to be manning that. So, you know, chat with Nina. She gets awfully lonely in there. And then also, you're invited to call in. You can listen on your phone, or you can actually join in the conversation. That number is 646-727-2914. Now, they give you an option of just listening or if you press, I think it's 1, you can talk to the host. However, I don't see how that works because it doesn't. And so if I bring you up and you don't want to talk, you have 2 options. You could just remain silent and then I'll say, oh, they probably don't want to talk. Or you can say, oh, I'm just listening today. And then I'll put you back on hold because there's no forcing anyone to talk. You don't have to. So spring is a time of new growth, and you see it all around. Grass is getting green if you're in a part of the country where you can see the grass, at least. Mine was getting green, and this spring snow will definitely get more green. Trees and bushes are budding. Oh, man, that really was amazing when I looked over at my dogwoods and I saw the little buds on there. It is so, it thrills me. Spring thrills me. I get energized. Even though I have this cold, I'm very energized. It's all very inspiring. Now, what have you noticed in the last few days? I would love to hear from you. And like I said, our chat room's open, and you can call area code 646-727-2914. Now, this is a busy time for me, and I'm in the studio making a lot of pottery for a show that I'm in, which starts May 1st. And I actually think I may broadcast from the Boulder Potters Guild show. I think that would be fun to do, and I can talk, maybe get some of the potters to talk and talk about their creative process, which to me is very spiritual also. However, something I noticed yesterday while walking from my studio to my house was that the birds were singing their little hearts out. They really had a regular choir going. I hadn't heard that in a while, probably not since last fall, and It was music to my ears. I went outside for a while, scanning the trees to see them, and I couldn't see them, but I sure could hear them. It sounded like I feel when I haven't been singing, and then I do, and it makes me so happy that I don't want to stop singing. It was loud, and it was melodic, but it was also a bit crazy in there. I really, really enjoyed it. Anyway, I know that you have noticed something this spring, so call me and let's talk about it. Now, I have a caller from 847. I believe this is Chicago area. Hi, 847. Do you want to talk or are you remaining silent? Looks like it might be silent. I'll put you back on hold. Yeah, so people don't want to talk. I understand that. I do. If I wasn't here doing this show, I'd probably be quiet too for a while. Okay, so leading up to spring, I noticed on Facebook a lot of people were talking about Lent. Now, I was a good Catholic girl at one time, and I was taught to give up something. We'd give up eating meat on Fridays, but I do think the Fish Stick Council had a hand in that one, really. I think that they lobbied for that. But even though I don't consider myself a Catholic anymore, I like the idea of starting a new practice, not necessarily giving up something, but starting something new. And one of the things I decided to do was to limit my time on Facebook. I'm working on that one. I'm trying to only get there in the evening and also to start moving my body more. Now, these may seem like just physical practices, but our spirits are housed in these miraculous bodies. So for me, the physical and spiritual always go hand in hand. I've also planted some seeds, literally, and am watching them grow. If you think there's no miracles, I dare you to grow something. Now, a tomato seed you can see, but some seeds, say a lettuce seed, carrot seeds, they're so tiny. Yet you prepare the soil. Remember my compost for the soul show? You moisten the soil. You put the seed into the indentation, and you wait. And in a few days to weeks, you see something start to grow. I truly love growing things. And Margaret Atwood quote that I absolutely love is, "In the spring, at the end of the day, we should smell like dirt." Yes, in the spring, it usually is in May for me because the growing season in Colorado, we can get a freeze until mid-May, so we pretty much, right after the guild sale, my garden mate and I, we start our planting in our garden. I've started some seeds inside, so the tomato plants, they transplant really well. So that's what one of the things we'll be growing. Okay, so maybe now is the time to plant some seeds of thought. You want a new job, a new house, a mate, a more fit body, a new life. It starts with a small seed of thought. It may start with just acknowledging that you want it. Then you might watch that grow for a while, and you get to add support for that seedling. You may move on to believing you deserve it. You know, that's a big thing. You know, we want things, but if we have that inner belief that we don't deserve something, it's just not going to grow in us. So we need to work on that, and that's where my show can really help, because you'll be loving yourself more. When you love yourself more, you decide that you are worthy of great things in your life, things that you truly want. A lot of times when we're planting a new seed or thought, fear comes in. How can I move to a new job? You've got thoughts like, no one is hiring. There are no new jobs. Look at my friends. They're all looking for jobs. I can't leave this job because of my health care. We come up with all kinds of fears. This is when we have to choose love. Love is like the sunshine and water to plants. Love is what will see us through to the life we all want. When we love ourselves, we know we deserve the new job, the new house, the loving mate, the beautiful, healthy body, and the wonderful, or as I say, the wonder-filled life. This spring, I have some ideas for us to start anew. And hopefully, if you have some new ideas, maybe you'll give us a call at 646-727-2914. Also, the chat room, it looks a little lively in there. We've got Nina, we've got Lettuce, and if you want to join in, just go right ahead. They're having a good talk in there. So spring is filled with creativity. You know, the earth is creating constantly, and it's just, as I said, it's very thrilling for me to watch the earth's creativity. The best creativity of all. New life is all around us. Birds are laying eggs. And in fact, Easter and eggs are a tradition which symbolizes the creativity of spring. One of the things we used to do when my son was younger, we would make an egg tree. I don't know if anybody does that. But we would cut a branch from our budding apple tree and we'd hang colored eggs from it. And at some point, the buds would open, so there was this flowering branch with the eggs from it. And, of course, the eggs were hollow, which is really kind of interesting to do. I don't know if you've ever done that, but you have a little hole in the top and a little hole in the bottom of an egg, and you blow out the yolk. Oh, my God, I thought I'd pass out trying to get the yolks out. Sometimes they come out easy, and sometimes they come out hard. I'm sure someone has a tip for that. But anyway, it was so beautiful, and as I'm remembering it, I think I'm going to try to make one this spring. For Easter, we are going to be in Boston, but I think I'm going to resurrect that thing because I would look at it and just feel so good. So even though my son is grown, I think that an egg tree is in order, and I'm inviting you to maybe make one of those, or I encourage you all to create something as a spiritual practice. One of the things that I really like is a vision board. Yeah, to one of Brenda Berry, she did in her BYO Brilliance series, she had vision boards as one of her topics. And you want to say something about that, Brenda?
It's interesting that you would talk about that because I was just looking at my vision board in my bathroom, my downstairs bathroom. It's real small, So when you sit down on the throne, the back, the door is just right there in your face. And so I have a vision board on there, and I've just been thinking all day and last night that I need to start meditating. I choose to, actually, and on a daily basis, like maybe before I start my day, just I know to meditate, and I often do, but I haven't done it in a regular basis, like concerted routine, because routines sort of don't really mesh with me as well as they probably could. And so, yeah, and I was just thinking, oh, I want to, you know, put my shape and my face together with where I'm headed. And that's basically what a vision board is. It's a map of where you're going. One of the things you said at the very beginning of your talk is about babies. They you know, fall and they get back up. They fall and they get back up. And as you were talking about that, I thought, you know, babies are driven by what they're seeking. And we could take a big lesson from that. If you have your vision board up and you look at your vision board like a little baby looks at a ball or a block or a toy, and they keep trying because they're trying to get to that ball, they get their ball. And we need to be like babies and allow the things that we actually believe or choose to have in our lives as what drives us forward, either to crawl or stand or run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And the more we build up our muscles doing that, yeah, using your vision board is part of building your muscles.
And in fact, I'm going to tell you, in case you miss Brenda's wonderful, brilliant talk about vision boards, you can always go back in the archives if you go to the website blogtalkradio.com/Lennis and then look through the archives, you can see that show. But in case you don't know, this is how I start. I get some colorful magazines. Oprah's a good one for that one. Oprah magazines, Life magazines, National Geographic, anything beautiful. And I just sit down and I thumb through the pages. I try not to think of anything or overthink anything. And if an image intrigues or pulls at you, I cut it out. I don't question it or think about it too much, okay? So, and then even if you find words or a word in a title, cut those out also. I find words very powerful. In fact, if you've ever seen my pottery, I've been putting words on it, which is great. And now I'm signing all my pottery with Lydia, my name, and also Time to Love. Anyway, so if you find the word or words that speak to you, cut those out. And when you have a nice little stack of images, start gluing them on a piece of cardboard. It can be big or it can be small. And you'll be amazed at what comes out of this. It's very powerful. Hang it somewhere on the back of a door, someplace where you see it a lot. I do like vision boards in the bathroom because we do spend a lot of time in there. And it's kind of private so that if a friend comes over, you know, if you don't really want people to see your vision board, you can quickly excuse yourself, go in there and take it down really quickly. I also like it by a mirror so that I can look into the mirror and I can look into the vision board and I can, you know, actually really see myself with some of the things that I put down. I think I said that many years ago I did a vision board when I really wanted a good mate in my life. And I had a picture taken of me at a friend's house, and he had this amazing tapestry on the wall, and it was a spiral, which is a symbol that is very dear to me. And my head was right in the middle of that spiral. So when I made this vision board, I took the picture of me with my head in the middle of the spiral, and I cut it out, and I put it right in the middle. And I believe that was one of the defining things that had my husband come to me. I maybe a year and a half after I created that vision board, I met my husband. So, you know, ladies, if you want a new mate, men, if you want a new mate or a mate, you know, make a vision board about that. And you can make a vision board which incorporates the things that you want. Maybe you want a mate and a new job and a new house. You want to travel. You want a child. Anything that you want, you could put on one, or you can make separate vision boards. You may like it. And this creative act, you don't, you know, I teach pottery. And I tell people that I teach pottery, and a lot of times I get the answer or a comment when I say that I teach pottery, and someone will say, well, I'm not an artist, or I'm not creative. And to that I say bull hockey, and sometimes I say it a little bit stronger than bull hockey. I believe we are all creative people in the universe. And so sometimes I think that belief comes from your freshman year art class where you were not that interested in it, or it was boring to you, or you tried your hardest and you didn't really succeed. So then, of course, either the teacher or yourself, you judged yourself harshly, or the teacher gave you a B or a D or something like that, and so then that belief, I'm not an artist, came about. But I do believe we are all artists, and more importantly, we are the artists of our lives. We have the ability to create our lives every single day into something positive and lovely and thrilling and exciting and fulfilling. So I'm not going to take that. You're not creative. And anyone can make a vision board. Yes. Okay. So make your vision boards. You can also start a journal. You guys know, if you've heard me speak at all or heard any of my shows, I'm always talking about journaling, and I am an avid journaler. In fact, for this show, I started a new journal. And I'm also a huge fan of The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. So in her book, The Artist's Way, she encourages all artists to practice morning pages. Now, morning pages is where you write 3 pages every morning. And it could be in the evening, although you all know I'm not a morning person, but when I wake up, I try to write 3 pages. And you're not looking for great literary works here, just 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing. There's been mornings where I start with, I have nothing to say. I need coffee. Must have tea, must have something to wake up, you know. But as I get rolling, you know, and I might have to write blah, 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 but it, like I said, there's no great works here. You don't have to read it ever again. If you are hypercritical of yourself and your creativity, I suggest you have some paper in a binder, and you can shred it or burn what you've written. Just write 3 pages every morning. And when I was of the belief that I'm not a writer, this exercise seemed to open up the seed of creativity in me, and it would show up when I was doing other creative things, pottery, for example. It showed up in many different ways. So I want you to give that a try. No matter what you do, if you're an engineer, maybe you'll think of a creative way to build that part that you've been wanting to, you know, have work so efficiently. You just never know. Now that I'm a writer, I do believe in the morning pages even more so. But in the beginning, maybe that's helped me get my writing legs under me and feel like, yeah, I am a writer. So definitely. Okay, so also in The Artist's Way, and I've talked about this before, she asks you to have an artist date. And I must admit, I've been doing my morning pages very, very good for months now, and I have not been as good about the artist date. I think I've gone on one artist date. So, you know, I need to practice what I preach, folks. I am the first to admit that I don't have all this down, and one of the reasons that I am speaking about it is that it goes into me more so that I start loving myself more. I'm not there yet, and when I am, you might have to, you know, reach up and grab my feet and pull me back down to earth because, you know, I won't have to be here anymore, probably. Okay. So, since we're talking about new growth, I can't emphasize enough the magic of forgiving. Yeah. And I read a great quote. It says, the first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. I hope I said that right. Like I said, my mind is a little muddled with mucus. But so the first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. I want all of us to be happy. Yeah, you like that one?
Oh, absolutely. Forget? Hey, graduate student, what can I unload?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I love the permission to forget anything.
Not yet. Wait till you graduate.
Oh, okay.
Soon, that you can forgive them because you'll be the strongest then. Okay, so this is from the Mayo Clinic, guys. They're talking about forgiveness and how good it is. It says, when someone you care about hurts you, you can hold on to anger, resentment, and thoughts of revenge or embrace forgiveness and move forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you deny the other person's responsibility for hurting you, and it doesn't minimize or justify the wrong. You can forgive the person without excusing the act. That's important,
yep.
You guys. That is really important. There are people who have had such atrocity done to them, and they just do not know how to forgive. But it doesn't mean that you excuse the act. You can forgive the person without excusing the act. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that helps you go on with life. And that's what I want for everybody. I want us to drop our stories, you know, our stories about, oh, my childhood, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a good thing to have when you're sharing with people. Like, I have had people tell me that they thought I probably had the most magical childhood because of how I am. Well, then I will go into my story and tell them a little about my childhood. But really and truly, I have let it go because it's not me, it's not who I am, and I want an amazing life. I want to live now in the here and now and let all that stuff go. But the benefits of forgiving is that you can heal your relationships. Also, you have less anxiety, stress, and hostility. I have friends that are so anxious, and I just wonder what they're holding on to. I'm very rarely anxious. I'm anxious for a good time sometimes. I'm anxious to go on a few trips that I have planned, but basically I'm not anxious in a negative way. Forgiving lowers blood pressure. This is from the Mayo Clinic. I know they've studied this. You also have fewer symptoms of depression, and you lower the risk of alcohol and substance abuse. I'll drink to that. No, I'm just kidding. This is Colorado. I'll talk to that. No, I'm just kidding again. Okay, you guys know me. I'm crazy. Okay, the best is greater spiritual and psychological well-being. Don't we all want that? Now, this spring, I want us to start anew. I want us to start our lives fresh, just like those flowers that are just kind of now sticking their heads above ground. In fact, today they probably want to go back in there. But, you know, actually, some people don't know this, but snow is like a blanket for that new growth. If you just have the freeze, if you have very cold temperatures, that will kill plants. But if you have snow, the snow acts as a blanket, and if we have a freezing temperature tonight, it will keep those buds from freezing, which I'm very, very happy about because I have crocuses coming up and different bulbs coming up. So forgiveness is a commitment to a process of change. You might consider the value of forgiveness, its importance in your life at a given time. You can reflect on the facts of the situation, how you've reacted, and how this combination has affected your life, your health, and your well-being. You know, that's not often easy to do, to own your story, to own your story and your part in telling it, retelling it, telling it, retelling it, and making yourself the victim, you know, again, again, and again. Like I said, yes, it's our story, and you don't have to never say it again. There's sometimes times to say it in a positive way, that I was here, and now I'm here, and look at me. I'm like one of those beautiful flowers poking its head above ground. Soon I'll be blooming. Yeah, you can strut it, girls. You can strut it, guys. You guys are awesome. Now, when you're ready, actively choose to forgive the person who's offended you. You can do that in person, in a letter, or in your prayers. Yeah. I went through a period of time where a mentor, a spiritual guide, asked me about my anger with my parents. And my anger with my father was right on the surface, and I went into this diatribe about my dad, and the person said to me, "What about your mom?" Now, I love my mom. You all know I love my mom. But when he said that to me, it brought up some remembrances of some wrongs, some terrible wrongs that she had been responsible for in my life. And I love, but yet that love and that forgiveness wanted to be there. But I ended up, it was actually in the springtime, and I was doing some spring cleaning, and all of a sudden I decided to write out all those feelings about my mom and some of the things that had gone down. And so I wrote out a very lengthy letter, and I saved it for a while. And I was going to send it, but I also didn't want to hurt her, and I felt like, well, this was a long time ago. So then it was the next spring, and I was cleaning up, and I found that letter. And I didn't have a fireplace or anything, but I think I've talked about this. I held it over the toilet bowl, and I set it on fire. And the smoke seemed to just go up, and it was, and once the smoke cleared, and then I dropped it into the toilet bowl and flushed it away, it was very symbolic for me. First the burning of it, and then the flushing it away, and then many years later, I had a chance to talk to my mom. And I didn't have to go into my story and tell her all everything, but I said to her, "You know, Mom, you did some bad things when I was growing up." And she said, looked at me, and she said, "I know, and I'm so sorry." And from that day forward, we moved on, and it was very, very healing. So you can, you know, I ended up doing it in a letter first, and then doing it in person. But it made me, forgiving her was an opening more of my heart. And that was actually also in that time period of right before I met my husband. So move away from your role as a victim. Release the control and power the offending person and situation have had in your life. As you let go of grudges, you'll no longer define your life by how you've been hurt. You might even find compassion and understanding. Yeah. Anybody want to weigh in on that? Do you want to weigh in on that, Brenda, about forgiveness?
Well, it's unburdening your soul. I mean, it's kind of like that whole thing about handcuffing yourself to a horrible event in your life. When you don't forgive either yourself or whoever's done whatever to you, you know, they still have an effect on you. The way that I liken it is to carrying out the contract that this creep or the awful situation has perpetrated on you. Mm-hmm. So when you don't forgive, they're continuing to do damage, and they've co-opted you into doing it for them. It's a really scary, kind of creepy thought process, but that's really what's going on. Because who was hurting you or offending you or making your life horrible wasn't you. But when you choose to be a victim, they just continue to do it. So
yeah.
I as far as forgiveness, I mean, I've been molested. I've been date raped. I've been accused of horrific things that I've never done, would never do. Cheating, yeah, me, absolutely. And I could hold that against all those people, but who's going to be living all these years with this hate and resentment? They don't deserve that much of my time, my energy. I got too many other things that matter, and I know that that's their problem. That's their default or their – so, yeah, I forgive because I deserve better, and they don't deserve any more of my time.
Exactly. Right. They don't deserve that power.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to have that power over us anymore. I mean, when you are a victim of a horrendous act or a horrendous something, you know, it can, you know, it doesn't have to be a physical act. It can be, you know, it can be a lot of other situations, but they don't deserve to keep power over you. They've had it at one time as a molester or as an assaulter. They've had that power, but they don't need to keep it. You don't need to allow them to keep it. And again, you can forgive, but that doesn't mean you're going to condone the act. You know, some people say that there is no way they could forgive someone that hurts a child, but you're not condoning that act. You're not saying that act is okay, but to forgive them gets that out of your heart. That gets them, they don't have the reins of control on you anymore. And I like that analogy of a contract. You are in a contract with them if they continue to have that power over you, but once you forgive and let it go, they no longer have, that contract is null and void, baby. Null and void. They no longer have. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Very good, Brenda. Very, very good. Yeah, so I want you all to think of this spring as a spiritual cleansing, so to speak, where you are growing into who you want to be. You are going to bloom this year, this spring, this now. You're going to let go of the grime and the heavy feelings of winter, and you're going to emerge into a butterfly or a beautiful flower. You're just going to let that stuff go. You're going to try different things. You're going to do new things. And if you've listened to me before, I'm a big person on walking meditation. It's very hard for me to meditate sitting down, although Brenda and Nina and I have a show on Monday nights called LNB, that's for Lydia, Nina, and Brenda, Passage to Empowerment. And at the end of our show, we have a beautiful meditation, and that's helping somewhat. I like it. I like the talking meditation. But for me to just close my eyes and try to, block out most of my thought or watch my thoughts roll by, it's very hard. But when I walk, for some reason, it's a lot easier for me to meditate. And I'm inviting you all to take a walk, and it could be a walk in a forest, in the mountains, on a beach, wherever you are, or walk around your neighborhood. I love walking around my neighborhood. That's where I first saw the crocuses. My crocuses are in a little bit of a shady area, and they don't bloom as early as everyone else's. They're just starting to have a little bit of growth going right now. But my neighbor's crocuses are in a sunnier spot, and they are actually blooming and have been blooming for a few weeks now. Things. Whenever I see the crocuses poke their heads out, I always tell my husband when we're on a walk, oh, means we're going to have a snow. And sure enough, a couple weeks ago, we saw them one day, and it was beautiful. It was in the 60s. It was even hot. We went and walked up in the mountains, and I got hot. I had to take my sweater off. But the next day, we had snow. So if you're not familiar with springtime in the Rockies, one day can be 60, 70 degrees, and the next day snow. And today we have snow, and my son told me, tomorrow we're going to have 60 degrees. So, yeah, so there you go. Go figure. It's kind of exciting. I kind of like it. You know, it's like, it's spring. No, not really. Oh, it's spring. No, not really. And then all of a sudden, it's spring, and it's wonderful. I love it. Yeah. Are you doing anything exciting this spring except having your head in a book, Brenda?
Cleaning, you know, in between things, cleaning, but other than, can't think of anything super exciting, just, I'm still trying to make my way. Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, cleaning is good. You know, I've also been in that too, and it can be very creative. I've been actually not just cleaning, but I've been throwing things away or putting them in piles. One is to give away, and one is, oh, my God, that's so terrible. Why did I keep it in the beginning, and that needs to be thrown away? Or I cut things up and make rags out of them. But I've been doing a lot of that, and that is also, to me, very indicative of like a spring cleaning. In fact, spring cleaning is what we're going to be talking about Monday night at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. The LNB Passage to Empowerment will be talking about spring cleaning, and that's going to be a lively show, I'm sure. And we're not just talking about the spring cleaning that happens like I'm talking about right now, spring cleaning my house, but also, you know, more a deeper level. So, you know, these rituals that we do, you know what I found when I'm thinking of this show and I'm thinking of rituals and I started talking about Lent, I started out talking with Lent and, you know, it's all very symbolic. And even though, like I said, I don't consider myself a Catholic anymore, I do like the symbology. I like the symbology of Lent. I like the symbology of Jesus and Easter. You know, Jesus is renewed, his rebirth. And I do like that image of rebirth, renewal, resurrection. You know, we've been in a long, long, lonely winter, and it's time now we come out of our houses. We might be working on our lawns or our gardens. We see our neighbors. God, I've seen more neighbors this week than I have all winter long. We're all out there, you know, assessing. Some of us are clearing away debris. I'm not very good in the fall with the leaves and that. I rake up, well, my son rakes, but he leaves my flower beds alone. And I like the leaves to sit on them through the winter. But I've been, you know, cleaning those up and, you know, so there's just a lot of creativity in this time. And if you look for it in your different rituals, you may, you know, take off your heavy comforter and put on your more spring-like or summer-like blanket on your bed. It's just, you know, it really is exciting. I don't know anyone that doesn't love spring or at least like it a little bit. I know that Brenda likes winter and rain. But
well,
you
I
like spring.
My friend, as a matter of fact, I was talking to my friend from my longtime friend, Becky, and she was telling me that she just pulled off the what do you call those thermal sheets? They're sort of the
flannel.
The sheets
a flannel.
Flannel. She just pulled flannel sheets off of her bed, and she's talking about putting the long sleeve shirts away in the drawers, and I'm thinking, wow, Gaetano does that, sort of like his winter and summer wardrobe, and I don't. I'm just sort of like, okay, what I wore yesterday could be my jammy jams for next week. It could be what I wear somewhere else. Okay, let me explain who I am at the moment. And don't be fearful. All the laundry is the same. It doesn't matter what color it is. I'm going in the same. That's where my head's at. And I don't know. I know that at some point things are going to get a little more distinct. But at the moment, yeah. So for me, spring is more about what am I going to institute for my life, because of where I'm headed. And the spring cleaning is, yeah, not just physically, it's in my mind. And like you, getting rid of stuff, I made a commitment earlier today. It's like, okay, every garbage day you're going to have an extra bag. That means I'm forcing myself to go through and get more things out of here. You know, I'm forcing myself. Like, it's garbage.
Yeah,
there has to be at least an extra bag of garbage in this house because there's too much stuff here.
Yeah, I talk about too much stuff. I have way too much stuff. I've lived in the same house for 29, going on 29 years, and there is just way too much stuff. So I went to the liquor store, and no, I don't have a problem. I didn't go inside the liquor store, but outside they keep their boxes. And I got 8 boxes, and my goal is this week I will not only fill that garbage can full to overflowing, but I will also fill those 8 boxes with things to give away. So, and I'm actually parting with books, something that is extremely hard for me to do. Not my absolute favorites, but I'm going to get, we're book heavy in my house. Both my husband, son, and all of us are avid readers. So I'm going to be letting go and moving on. You know, what I've told myself about books, because it's so hard for me to part with them, is that I am actually, if I want to read them again, I can go to the library and get these books. And so I am getting, and magazines, you know, I'm a potter, so I get several publications for Ceramics Monthly, and I actually brought them to my class and invited my students to take them home and peruse them and then let them go too. But it's very hard for me to get rid of knowledge, books and magazines. I always think I'm going to use it someday, and I'm finding that I don't have to. In fact, a big win for me was looking at my cookbooks I also love cookbooks, and deciding that, you know, I have not cracked many of them. I haven't looked at many of them for a long time, and I definitely need to let go some of them. Now, with the internet, you can just put in a recipe and, you know, Google it, and you get, you know, a new take on an old recipe, and some of my recipes are in my head now. And lately I've been cooking very creatively. Brenda's actually inspired me to, you know, hey, this might taste good. And, you know, when you're in doubt, the sriracha really helps almost any dish at all. Yeah, you can just put that in there. Yeah, just sprinkle some, you know, do a healthy, liberal squirt of sriracha, and, you know, it's very, very good. Yeah, so that's, I've been taking my cues from you, Brenda.
Well, so spring is about renewal, and it's about finding new changes. And it's great. You can get out and, you know, connect with nature. Connecting with nature is great. But I also think that just like when you touched on Lent, where we were to give up sacrifice, Lent was celebrated in the religion I grew up with, which is Episcopalian, you know, short trip from Catholic. Anyway, with that, the big C. But I find that, like, for instance, your cookbooks, what's interesting is another way, instead of giving away all your cookbooks, would be to commit to possibly trying a recipe out of a cookbook once a month. I mean, they're there. They're valid. Why not repurpose the things in your life that you don't have to give it all away? All I'm just trying to say is think about another way. You know, another way.
I have recipe
parties with some of your pals where, okay, everyone's bringing a dish, and we have to, the only rule is that you try something from a cookbook in your house. We do that like once, you know, once a month. I mean, that would be really fun, I think.
Yeah.
And then you open up from, instead of watching cooking shows, you can come up with your own stuff with each other.
Yeah, I would like that, but I also, I have too many dang cookbooks. They're taking up space, and I started looking at that space going, what could I either put there that, like, I have hidden away or just don't have the room for it, or what could I use, or could I have that in space? Space. Nina goes, yeah, because I have most spaces filled in my house. Like I said, I've lived here for a long time, and it's time now. I started at the very back of my house, and I started with the closet, and I found stuff in there. And I'm telling you, this is hard for me. I am, at heart, a pack rat. I do always think that I'll need it someday. I found some jackets, and I started thinking of the people that are cold, and, you know, maybe they could use a jacket. So I'm either going to give it to Goodwill or the next cold snap, which is tonight. Maybe I'll go out and see if people are warm enough and see if they need a jacket. But I want to repurpose or recycle or re-throw it in the garbage. And that's what I'm on. Did you want to say something, Miss Tina?
I was just going to say that I'm doing much the same thing as what you are right now, and it sure relieved a lot of stress off of me getting rid of some of the stuff I don't no longer use.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and to clean out your energy in your home.
Exactly. You know, you look at a mess and you think in the back of your mind, that's just clutter. What am I going to do with it? And, you know, eventually it does clutter your mind as well.
It clutters your mind. It clutters your spirit. You know, all these things go hand in hand. You know, when I'm talking about spring, I'm talking about my spirit, but I have to include I'm in a physical body. Right now, my spirit is housed in this magnificent body, and I want to work on the physical aspects of it too, which then filters into the spiritual aspects. In fact, I'm on the plank challenge, where you do that plank hold. It's a yoga hold, and it works your core, it works your arms too, and your chest and your legs. And I've got written on my calendar, so I remember how long to hold it. Today I'm going to hold it for 30 seconds. Yeah. So I'm doing the plank challenge where I'm going to hold it a little bit more each day. And it's only day 3 and I'm doing really well. We'll see what happens when I get to day 10. And then it's 60 seconds. We'll see. But I think it can only be good. I feel the need to strengthen my core.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Strengthening anything, it strengthens the whole body, mind, soul, everything. So, yeah, Lydia, you are definitely on the right path, always.
And I fall down, I get dirty, and then I, brush myself off because I have amazing friends. And, some of them, they let me wallow for a while. They're like, yeah, it's cool, she's in her thing. But some of them, eventually they get tired of listening to me whining, and they'll thrust out their hand and invite me to get up out of the dirt and to keep going. And if you didn't get to hear our last Monday night show, it was on friends and friendships, because you gotta have friends, yeah. And you can hear that on the archives. You can hear all of our shows. Lennis has some really great shows. In fact, we've got about maybe 3 minutes left. So I'm going to talk about some of the shows that we have coming up. We do this to remind you that you don't have to just listen to one day or night. You can listen now 7 days a week. You can listen to our show at some time during the day. You can either listen live or you can listen in the archives. So tomorrow, Lennis has in the studio, she always has a lively show, and she is going to be talking about books. And as we know now, since I confess, I love books. Love them. And so we're going to have a discussion about books. That's Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's Pacific time. Then Monday, we have the LNB Passage to Empowerment. Nina, do you want to talk about what we're talking about?
We are going to talk about spring cleaning, not just for the house and the yard, but also for your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah,
I love it. Get your toe jam all pulled out of there. It'll be a good time for you to take a look at that.
Oh, no, but you know what? I like to hunt. My toes don't have much jam because Loki licks them, but... But I like to dig. Every spring I try to dig out the lint that has collected in my belly button. Very important.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, put the three of us together and look what happens.
Cleaning. Well, I do. I clean out, the wax in my ears, the lint in my belly button. I put Loki on toe jam duty. It all works out, definitely. Now, this Tuesday coming up, BYO Brilliance. Are you changing the time this Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday is at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and so that would be 7 p.m. for you folks in the Midwest, and on the East Coast it would be 9 p.m. So
right.
Yeah, and it's about writing your own mission statement for who you are. And once you get your mission statement, you're going to be like that baby, ball. I'm going to get up because I'm getting that ball. And if you really don't have a mission statement, I'm wondering exactly where you're going. You probably ought to be wondering, too.
Now, I will be listening to that, but I wrote my mission statement, and it's basically what I say in my show, that I am a lighthouse of love, and my mission is to guide, teach, and motivate you all to loving yourselves, including, and this includes myself. That's my mission. But, yeah, it's when you mentioned that, I was like, okay, I'm going to formalize this. This is my I thought about it, and that is my mission in life. I know that, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, well, I'm moving right along. Then we have Wednesday, and Wednesday is free psychic show, and that's on for 90 minutes. That's with Lennis. So you can call in with a question, and sometimes if they're feeling generous, you might sneak in a second question. But really, try to keep it to one question because Lennis has quite a bit of people that listen to her, so she's very good with that, and Brenda's usually sitting in on that also. And then Thursday, we have Filmcology. You're changing the time on that one, too, aren't you? Or are you?
Well, we didn't change it this week, I don't believe. But I believe it's still at 11, but we'll probably be changing the week after that. So,
okay,
you know, we'll see. I mean, So anyway, it's going to be 11 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time this week. And the show we're doing is Alien Resurrection, the fourth in the series of the Alien Anthology that we've been discussing. And it's been a really eye-opening conversation about gender issues and how society views women and everything supposedly associated with women. You might want to tune in.
Yeah, definitely might. Or listen in the archives because it's been a very interesting. I've been watching the movies, and that's not my normal cup of tea, but I like it. It's not like a terrible horror movie. I'd say it's more science fiction than horror. That's what I say. And then we have Traffic Jam, not to be confused with Toe Jam. But Traffic Jam. Sorry, Lennis. it popped into my head. It's Traffic Jam, and this is where Lennis will string together some amazing music for your drive home so that when you get home, you are on the ball. You have let everything go by listening to her eclectic blend of music, and you're just feeling pretty good, and you can start your weekend anew, fresh and wonderful. And then to end the week or to start the week, whichever way you're thinking is my show, Time to Love, and we're going to keep it at 3 o'clock. And next week it's going to be on tools. What's in your tool chest? Yeah, so that would be an interesting episode.
Oh, no kidding, Lydia. That could go a long way, tools. What kind of tools, Lydia?
Well, with me, you never know what kind of tools.
That's why I'm asking.
I had a conversation with Marlene about tools just the other day.
I knew you were going there. Why did I know you were going there, Brenda? But, you know, if they get the job done, they are worthwhile being in your tool chest. And that is what I talk about. But, you know, I always try to go in the loving yourself area. So that's I opened my mouth and inserted my foot on that one, didn't I, ladies? Oh, my God. Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah, loving yourself and your tools. Gotta love your tools. Okay,
hey, you need tools to love yourself and other people. We just simply need tools.
Yeah, we do. And I've got lots of them. I've got, you know, I was going to say what's in your belt, but I decided to say what's in your chest. What's in your heart? What kind of tools do you have in your heart that you're going to use so that you can love yourself more? That's always
my
question.
That's better.
What I want you to do is, above all, you know, love begins with you. And you've got to love yourself. So on that note, ladies, I want to tell you that I love you all. And I love Brenda for giving me some music, new music. And, of course, I love Nina for manning the chat room. And Lennis is in that chat room, and I love her too. the show is just filled with love. So let yourself bathe in it. Go out and do something creative for yourself. Maybe do that artist date. I love you for it. And until next week, you be great.
Bye.
Bye. Whoops, that's the wrong one. Let's see here. I'll get it. I got an ending song now. Come on. Didn't want to play.
You just press the arrow.
I am. I'm pressing it. It won't do it.
Are you sure? Here, let me see what I can do.
You, let's see. The magic will happen when you get... Ah!
It's a wrap.